The King's Stewards, Preschool, Part 4. Salutis strolled out from the king's presence filled with pride. He had always dreamed of being a great military leader. Now was his chance. He would make the military into the strongest, best-trained soldiers in the nation. He wanted super soldiers. Salutis called the soldiers together. "As you know, the king has been called away. I am now in charge. I am going to increase your training and make you stronger and faster than you've ever been." The soldiers said nothing. "Meet me at the training field in 2 hours." The soldiers lined up for practice every morning. Salutis demanded that the soldiers put in 3 hours of training every day. He removed soldiers from their other responsibilities so they could practice. After a few weeks of this, the townspeople began to notice that there were very few soldiers on the streets to protect them. Robbers noticed this too and began to steal from people. Salutis knew this was happening, but did not change his plans. It was more important to him to make the soldiers strong than to keep the people safe. Plus, he was getting ready for a big show he had been planning. He was going to show all the people how excellently he had trained his army. Salutis sent out heralds into the town to announce the grand event. They shouted to everyone, "Tomorrow, General Salutis invites you to a grand event. Come and see the strongest soldiers in the nation show off their skills." The townspeople, however, were quite upset that Salutis had taken their soldiers away. They were now living in fear of being robbed or hurt by criminals who wandered freely through the town. Some people planned to attend the event, but others chose not to go. The big day had come for Salutis. He dressed in his finest military outfit. He stood before the mirror and said, "Today, everyone will see how great a general I am. I have trained these men to be super soldiers. I am the finest leader that this kingdom has ever known." He took one final look in the mirror and then headed for the arena. Salutis sat in his seat of honor and awaited the beginning of the event. But just seconds before it began, there was the loud blast of a trumpet and the strong voice of the official herald called out, "The king has returned! Make way for the king!"